Okay, let us get started in the next mitzvah, mitzvah Chav Beis, the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamor. So if yesterday was a mitzvah that was very lamaisa, this is a mitzvah that's very lamaisa, but many people out there don't, not too many Jews out there have donkeys. That's why you might not have been at any Peter Chamor ceremonies lately. But it is a very lamaisa mitzvah if one ever has a donkey, and if one does not ever have a donkey, then this is the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that is to learn about it. So here we go. Mitzvah Chav Beis is mitzvah's Pidyon Peter Chamor, the redemption of a firstborn donkey. As we said a couple of mitzvahs ago, when we spoke about in mitzvah Yud Ches, mitzvah 18, the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros, the sanctification of the Bechoros, we mentioned then that there are three areas of firstborns that are sanctified in halacha. There's the firstborn son, that's Pidyon HaBen, as we're familiar with. That's a mitzvah later on in Parshas Korach. There is the mitzvah of a firstborn kosher behema. That's what we discussed then. And that is a karban and goes to the Kohen. And the third is the only non-kosher animal that has any status, and that is the firstborn donkey. And this is a mitzvah that applies today, as we'll see. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lifdos Vlad Chamor Zachar Shnolad Rishon. What is the halacha? Let's get the mitzvah down. It's to redeem the firstborn male donkey that's born first. Shneemar v'chol petach chamor tiftev aser. The pasuk says at the end of Bo, Yud Gimel, and the firstborn petach chamor tiftev aser. You have to redeem and aser. So what's the ceremony? What do you do? Vinyana who? And I saw a few weeks ago, I went on, I googled it, and there's this whole ceremony that happened in Melbourne, Australia. I don't know when it was, but I watched it. And the whole ceremony right there, if you want to see it live. Not live. Shalokeach HaYisrael Se'echad. What do? You have your firstborn donkey in front of you. And you switch the status onto a sheep. And then that sheep goes to the Kohen and the donkey stays yours. That's the ceremony. That's the mitzvah. Shalokeach HaYisrael Se'echad. V'nostro l'Kohen b'pidyon b'v'chor HaChamor. You designate a certain sheep. And you change, I wouldn't call it Kedusha, because I don't know if a Chamor has Kedusha, but the status, you redeem the Chamor with the sheep, and you give that sheep to the Kohen. Shehu L'Shem Yisbarach V'natan Shekosavna L'mala is connected to all the firstborns, as we said in Mitzvah Yud Ches, V'hu Barachu Nasna L'Kohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have to give it to the Kohen. Ula Fichach Poder HaYisrael Mimenu. The Yisrael, the Jew, redeems it from him, from the Kohen. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Ratza, sheyiyeh lo pidyon baser. This is what Hashem wants, that we redeem it with a seh. V'imein lo seh, what if I don't have any sheep? What if I don't have a sheep? I have a donkey, but I don't have a sheep. So then the halacha is, podeh b'demei seh, even the value of a seh. Right? Even if the seh doesn't have to be exactly the same value. Ulafisha ein demei asah yoshavin, and because there are different amounts and values of sheep, Chazal have a different scale, what level of sheep to use. Okay, next line. Vizman ha-pidyon ad shloshim yom. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes, when is the pidyon done? L'chadchila, up until 30 days. 30 days, up until 30 days. You don't have to wait till 30 days, like Pidyon HaBen, but up until 30 days, it is done. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in the Os Aleph, where he quotes that most Rishonim say, when is the time of the mitzvah? From the time that the donkey is born until 30 days. That's the best. Others say, if you look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Shulchan Aruch, it's Halacha L'maisa. One Simen, 3-2-1, Shin Chaf Aleph. 321, Shin Chaf Aleph, that's the simen in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredea that discusses Hilchas Peter Chamor. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ume emasai chayiv liftoso, mishe yivaleid ad sheyamus. From birth to death, somewhere in the lifetime of this donkey, right when it's born, try to do the mitzvah as quickly as you can. Acha yamos elosh mitzvah liftoso miyad shelo lahashos hamitzvah. But the mitzvah is to redeem it as soon as you can, not to delay the mitzvah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ulachar sheyiftenuhu chulin gemurim. And after you're podit, the donkey's yours. You can use it for whatever you want. The Minchas Chinuch wonders why the mitzvah would start at birth and not from day 8. Because we know, when it comes to animals, animals don't have a cheskas chayim until day 8. That is why the halacha is you can't bring a carbon before day 8. Umeyom hashmini vahala yeiratzel a carbon ishal Hashem. That's called mechusar zman. Pasuk in Parshas Emor. So, that is a tzorach Ian he has. He wonders why there are those that say, why nobody notes that it only can be from day 8. That's his ha'ara in Sifkat and Aleph. But he knows that the best time to do it is as soon as you can, as the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, shelo lahashos ha-mitzvah. Related to this is an important Yesodus Dikka, Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Weiss, in Parshas Vayera, in Simen Chav Beis, notes that we find four principles in Chazal, which seem to be very similar, and he, Rav Asher Weiss, says, Rishonim and Achronim use them interchangeably, but he thinks that Chazal used them in a very specific way, each one. Number one, Zrizim Adimim L'mitzvahs. Number two, Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashhinan. Don't delay a mitzvah. Number three, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time. And number four, ein ma'avir en ala mitzvahs. Don't pass over mitzvahs. Those are all four very similar principles. One of them is right here. Right? It says, the Shulchan Aruch says, shelo lahashos ha-mitzvah, don't delay it. But, says the Minchas Asher, I think that each of these are used in a very different context. Zrizim, and just I'll regal achas. Zrizim akdim lo mitzvahs, he assumes, is specifically where the focus of the mitzvah is the maisa ha-mitzvah. He asked the Minchas Asher, why don't we do marriages very early in the morning, like bris? Why don't we do the marriage? Right? What? Chalitza. We don't do a lot of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs we do in the morning. So, what? Because people aren't going to come to a wedding at 6:30 after the 6:30 minyan? Right? So what? Why don't we do weddings in the morning? So it assumes Rav Asher Weiss that mitzvahs that have an element, a focus on the maisa mitzvah, that's where you apply the principle of Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs. So the Chiddush is by Bris Milah, because Bris, you might say, it's to create the status of Mahol. It's result-oriented also. But that's what he says, where you find Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs. Tfila, Milah, Tkiya, Shofar. That's where you find, it's all about the Maisa HaMitzvah. Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashhinan. Where do you find that principle, not delaying a mitzvah? That, he says, you find in Maseches Yevamos, where the issue is, if you delay the mitzvah, you might lose the chance to do it totally. You find that by, should you delay a case of Yibum, to do Yibum with an older brother, or if the older brother's not going to come for a couple of years because he's in Medina Sayyam, do Chalitza right now with a younger brother. So the Gemara says, just get it over with, do it, because who knows what's going to be. Shuhuye mitzvah lo mashhinan. So that principle, he says, is used where a delay might cause you never to do the mitzvah. Third, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Where is that used? That principle is used, says Rav Asher Weiss, where you have a optimum time to do a mitzvah and a secondary time to do a mitzvah. That's where you say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's the diak of b'shaita, in its time. You find this by the burning of the fats in the limbs. First Mishnah in Shas. Hector chalavim ve'evarim. It says chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, so you're allowed to do that day, even if that day is Shabbos. Right, at the carbon tamid on Shabbos. You could burn the fats in the limbs that day. Why don't you wait till after Shabbos? It's a malacha. No. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. There's an optimum time to do it and a secondary time to do it. That's where that principle applies. And then finally, the fourth principle, Ein ma'aviren ala mitzvos. You don't pass by mitzvos. There's this you have in various places. Sometimes if you have two mitzvos in front of you, one hits you first, do that mitzvah. Ein ma'aviren ala mitzvos. That's why we put the talus into our tefillin bag last. So the first thing we get to is our talus. So we put the talus on and ein ma'aviren ala mitzvos because we want to put the tefillin on second because ma'alan ba'kodesh, so you want to hit the talus first. If you picked up your tefillin first, the halacha is you put your tefillin on first. But you're filling on first if you picked it up first, because ein ma'aviren ala mitzvos. If you picked up the shel rosh before the shel yad, then you got to put the shel rosh down. Because the halacha of putting on shel yad before shel rosh, that's li'ikuva. So you put it down. What can you do? You have to violate. But talus and tefillin? No, what do you mean? Somebody who's single, who gets an aliyah, he has his tefillin on first, then he puts on a talus when he gets the aliyah. You can put your tefillin on before your talus. We try talus before tefillin, because malin bakodesh. But we try to arrange it so we don't have to pass by. So if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, you apply ein ma'aviren ala mitzvahs. If you have two places to do a mitzvah, you do it at the first place you get to. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Azara to sprinkle on the Mizbeach, so we say he's got to sprinkle the first corner he gets to first. Because that's the first place he gets to, ein ma'aviren ala mitzvahs. So that you have when there are two mitzvahs, when there's two places to do a mitzvah, ik v'chulu. But these are four different principles, and you gotta see which one is being used in each context. So here, l'chora, is it shihuye mitzvah? That's where the language of the Shulchan Aruch, shlo lahashos. Maybe it's because maybe the donkey's gonna die. You're never gonna be able to do the mitzvah. Shihuye mitzvah, lo mashinon, and therefore you do it then. But that's Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, and Brachos in Simin Chav Beis. Very important piece. Anyway, back to our discussion of Petach Hamor. So the mitzvah is within the beginning of the lifetime. Va'aseh chulin b'yad kohen, the kedushas l'chinuch, the sheep is chulin, va'chamor b'yad Yisrael. And the chamor the Jew gets to keep. Mishar she mitzvah do, the shorash of the mitzvah. Here we go. Shekadesh yizachra yehudim la'olam ha'nesha asa lahem ha'keel b'yitzias Mitzrayim. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The shaila is, why donkeys? Why specifically donkeys out of any non-kosher animal that you can remember? Okay, all the kosher animals, you're fine, wonderful, that's the firstborn. Why does a donkey have a special status? So three or four ideas. Number one, says the Chinuch, Shehara kol b'choreyam shenimshalu l'chamorim. The Mitzrayim will compare to donkeys. That's why you remember it. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Kemo, Edzikoza, Shenimshu L'chamorim, doesn't quote the Pasuk here, but that is number one. This is based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in Bechoros. Hey, Amid Beis. The Gemara asks the question, Manish Tanu Pitre Chamorim meet Pitre Susim V'Gemalim. Why not horses and camels? Why donkeys? Answer number one, Gzeres HaKosef. Good. Answer number two, She Siyu Yisrael B'Shas Yitzyasim Yitzrayim. There was no donkey that helped the Jews leave Egypt. There was no animal that helped the Jews leave Egypt more than donkeys. All the Jews had donkeys are the best schleppers. Right? They were loaded up with all of the treasures of Mitzrayim, She'ein lecha kol echad ve'echad miYisrael shelo hayu imo tishim chamorim lubim teunim mikasmu v'zav shel Mitzrayim. The donkeys helped the Jews, so therefore they gained a special status. So either Gzeres HaKosef or Mitzrayim are compared to donkeys. That's what the Chinuch says. Number three, the Gemara says, because the Jews had all these donkeys with them, and that's why this mitzvah helps us remember the donkeys. A fourth idea is said in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Meseches Shkalim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Listen to the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Atem machartem b'choreshel Rachel be'esrim kasef. You Jews sold the Bechor of Rachel. Who's that? Yosef. You Jews, the brothers, sold Yosef for 20 kesef. So, for the firstborn donkey, give 5 shekel, which is 20 geira. Connection, says Yerushalmi, between Mechiras Yosef and Petar Chamor. What is the connection between Mechiras Yosef and Petar Chamor? Says the Meshachachma, Vuhu Pele. What's going on here? Says the Meshachachma, if it's for Mechiras Yosef, so why does Shevet Yosef have to do the mitzvah? Right? Everybody in Bnei Yisrael have to chayv in the mitzvah. And number two, who do you give it to? You give it to the Kohen? The Kohen's from Shevet Levi. They're the ones that sold Yosef. Shimon and Levi were the ones that sold Yosef. So we give him the present? What's going on here? So what's the pshat? Says the Meshachachma on this pasuk in bow. Yud Gimel. We know, as many Mefarshim say in many different contexts, that not only are Yeshuos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu salvations, but even the tsaros themselves are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know why. We can't ask the why question. We can only ask the what question. What could we learn from different situations? We can't ask the why. But we know, we have full emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge not only of our salvations, but for the tsaros in the first place. And therefore we know that Hashem wasn't only responsible for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but He promised Avraham Avinu that we wouldn't have the Shibud. Because ultimately it was for our benefit to become a nation to have the Shibud, the going down to Mitzrayim first, and then going up from Mitzrayim. That was all part of the process. So, when we remember Mitzrayim, not only do we remember that the firstborns were saved at the end, at Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pidyon HaBen and the firstborn kosher animals, but we also remember what brought the Jews down to the Mitzrayim in the first place, the sale of the firstborn of Rachel. The one who was supposed to be the Bechor of all the Shvatim. So why donkeys? Says the Meshachachma, if you look throughout the psukim that talk about the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim, it's all about chamorim. It's all donkeys. Vayichres ha-chamor l'skar ha-chnasan l'Mitzrayim. Vayisu shivram al-chamorehem. V'hiskolel aleinu srapel aleinu v'lakach l'zon l'abadim v'es chamorenu. In the Rav Kuberman here in the footnotes, quote, 6 different psukim. They're mentioned over and over again. So what's this mitzvah about? We remember that not only the Yetziah of Mitzrayim was from Hashem, but also the going down to Mitzrayim, the chamorim, the donkeys that took us down to Mitzrayim, were also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole process from the beginning of the sale of the firstborn, that is also from coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so again, so we sum up. We have number one, they're compared to donkeys. Number two, Gzeres HaKosef says the Gemara in Bechoros. Number three, that the donkeys helped us out going out of Mitzrayim. Number four, the Yerushalmi and the Meshachachma, donkeys helped us out getting into Mitzrayim. Right, that's the Yerushalmi and the Meshachachma. There's another pshat if you look in the Yoznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarutzkin has on this pasuk as well, and that is we remember both the salvation of our firstborns and the killing of their firstborns. So the salvation of our firstborns, that's Pidyon HaBen. But the killing of their firstborns, that's related to what they're called to chamorim, that's petach hamar, as we know, the related mitzvah, which is tomorrow's mitzvah, Bezrat Hashem, and that is breaking the neck of the chamar if you don't redeem it. But that we'll get to Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Okay, let's continue the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, turning over, Dini HaMitzvah, Kagon Shut Fizgoy, again, if you own it with a partner with a guy, a Makabal Chamar Mimenu Litapabo, it's a guy that you are just taking care of. All of those are details in Halachos. V'no Heges B'chol Makam V'chol Zman. The mitzvah applies always, Bizman Hazeh, Tovshin Ayin Aleph. If I own a donkey with a firstborn, I do the ceremony. B'chol Makam V'chol Zman. I always do it b'zacharim u'b'nekevos, with men and women Yisraelim. So it applies b'chol makom v'chol zman. There is a difficult Ramban. The Ramban has a lashon in Parshas Bo that it only applies ba'aretz. Petach hamar eino hegesela ba'aretz. So all the achronim ask, we don't hold that way. Nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Why dafka ba'aretz? So the Chida assumes that it doesn't mean Ba'aretz, Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. It means, how does the Parsha start off? V'haya ki yiviyach Hashem al Eretz HaKanani, v'avayta kol bet erechem Hashem. It means that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Ba'aretz means only once they came. It didn't apply in the desert. That's what the Ramban means. But really, halacha l'maisa, we say it applies bein Ba'aretz and bein b'chutz La'aretz. Do you make a bracha on this mitzvah? Make a bracha on this mitzvah? What do you say? The halacha is yes. There's a mitzvah you make a bracha. You just never heard it because we never saw a ceremony. The Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph. Remember, 3-2-1. Petach Hamor. Shin Chaf Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch. You do the mitzvah. Miyad kishehifrish atzlat achas petach hamar chazar petach hamar lechulin. Right when I switch the kedusha, even before or the status onto the sheep, right that I did the mitzvah. And right then I can use the donkey even before I give the sheep to the Kohen. I feel called him Shinina Le Kohen. Umutr lehanosbo. Vichulu. Lefichach. Miyad kishemafrisho. Therefore, right when I mafrish it, mivarech. Asher kidishana bimitzosav and sivanu al pidyon petach hamar. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shin chaf aleph sivav. That's the bracha you make right when you are poda, and then you say the bracha, and then you switch it. Then you switch the, because if somebody's holding the sheep, maybe the Kohen is holding the sheep, so then the sheep goes to the Yisrael, the sheep goes to the Yisrael, sorry, he's holding the sheep, and the Kohen's holding the Chamor, then you switch it, and the Chamor goes back to the Yisrael, and the sheep goes to the Kohen. The Taz is a very interesting question. It's a basic question, but unless you learn the Sugya, Petach Chamor, you don't get to learn it. The Taz says, we have three mitzvahs related to firstborns, as we just said. Three related issues. The mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen, the firstborn boy. Number two, the firstborn kosher animal, which you give as a karban to the Kohen. And number three, Petach Hamar. Ask the Taz right here in Shulchan Aruch, why do you make a bracha by two out of three? You make a bracha by Pidyon HaBen, al Pidyon HaBen. You make a bracha here, al Pidyon Petach Hamar. You don't make a bracha by the firstborn kosher animal giving to the Kohen. Why do you make a bracha? Only two out of three. That's his kasha. It's a basic question. So it says the Taz, this is the Prisha's question, he quotes the Prisha. Lama lo mavarach and gam kain anasinas b'char behemet tahor l'kohen. Kamo pidyon petach hamar. So what does the Prisha answer? The Prisha answers, the Taz quotes it, v'tirates, de'ein mavarach ela kishen nishar biyado mimasha hayakadosh. V'nosim midiachrin itachtav. You only make a bracha if you're left with something. If you're left with something, you can make a bracha. If you have nothing left for yourself, no bracha. So by pidyon ben, you have your son, after you gave the hay slime. By Petach Hamar, you have the donkey. But by the Bechor, the kosher animal, you give it to the Kohen, you have nothing. So no bracha. That's the Vrisha. Ask the Taz. What do you need something? Why do you need something left by you to make a bracha? You're doing a mitzvah of Hashem. Ve'ein zemastikli, demikol makam, lo melo yivarech ala mitzvah. What, every mitzvah, you have something? Demali b'kash lo nishar biyado. Kiva demikol makam, mekayim, mitzvah Hashem baruchu. What's the difference? He doesn't like the Drisha's answer. So it says the Taz, a beautiful answer. Venira li, the ain shayich bracha ela b'masha oseh ha'adam mishelo al zemavarech shezacha lasos mishelo ratzon amakom baruchu. If I'm doing something, then I make a bracha on that. If I'm not doing anything, I'm not going to make a bracha. By pidyon haben, I'm doing something. I'm switching the kedusha of my son to the money. Right? So I have them, I have my son, I'm doing something. By petach hamor, I'm switching from the donkey to the sheep. By Bechor Behema, what happens? Right when it's born, it's Kadosh. Whether I like it or not, it's going to the Kohen. I didn't do anything. Yes, there's a mitzvah lahakdisho to give the personal added element, as we discussed then. But really, it's automatic. I didn't do anything. You don't make a bracha on that, says the Taz. Everything happened without me. So you don't make a bracha on that. Mikol Makabat. What about Kiddush? Like Shabbos happens automatically, so you have to say there's a mitzvah of giving shevach. Shevach lo'odah. It's a different type of bracha. It's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah. Kiddush is bracha shevach. So you could have a bracha shevach. I make a bracha on lightning. Did I do anything? I didn't do anything. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So shevach lo'odah, you can make a bracha on. But a bracha is a mitzvah, you only make a bracha if you do something. If I didn't do anything, there's no bracha. Machshenkin bebechor demi olam lohayli shalos chuspo demi shenolad hu because of the rachmana. Havi keilu lo nolad lo osa bechor elaki lo nolad bebeis kohen mi paraso drachmana zichalo. Beautiful taz to explain why there's a bracha by two out of three. Okay, one or two more points, and that is the Minchas Chinuch notes in Os Hay Sifkat and Hay. He says he has a safek. What if you have a really weak seh, W-E-A-K, right? And it's not even worth a pruta. You have a tiny, very cheap seh, inferior seh. Is that good enough? Are you allowed to redeem a chamor on a seh that's not even worth a pruta? So, nistapakti, he has that suffix. In pada b'seh she'eno sheva pruta im nifte. After hekta she'eno chala pakal b'sheva pruta, I can't be maktish something that's less than a sheva pruta, but here you're not being maktish. Here the Torah says, redeem it onto a seh. So he assumes that it's going to work anyway because it says seh. And therefore, even though it's not worth a pruta, the seh still functions as a seh and it's good enough. He doesn't quote it, but maybe this is similar. The Rashba in Shvuas, and Daf Lamed Tes, the Rashba quotes for certain halachos where you need a kli, right? For tightness of a shomrim, you need a kli. The Rashba says, even if the kli is not worth a sheva pruta, it's still good enough, because a kli is inherently a kli. Don't look at what it's worth. The Efshel Lomer, says the Rashba, Shavu Aslamates, the kol kli, kiven shuroi lamalachto, chashivu kapruta, the yeser mipruta, the yoshon alavadayanim, the Efshel Afilo, even regarding kiddushin, even, he said possibly, to get married, you have to give a pruta, but if I give a kli, even worth less than a pruta, because it's a kli. It's similar to birya. Even if birya is a rule break, it's a whole item, so it has chashivus, even if it's not a kezias. So too, suggests the minchas chinuch. One other point, and that is in Os Tezvav, what if I have a suffik petach hamar? I have a donkey, I'm not sure if this donkey ever had a baby before. Not sure, and then it has a firstborn. What do you do? So the halacha is, in Dibur Maschil v'kol zeh, so says the minchas chinuch, what I do is, I have to switch it onto a sheep, but then I get to keep the sheep. I get to keep the donkey and the sheep. Because, remember, the sheep is an usur, the donkey is mutter, the sheep is an usur bahana'ah, I have to, as in matana l'kohen. But the halacha, as we know, is amosa mechaber, love araya. You have to prove it to me that this is really yours, prove it to me that it was a vade petach hamar. So that's a case where there's a safik petach hamar, I have to do the hafrasha, I have to do the switch of chalos, but I could end up keeping it in that case. Just one final ha'ara, and that is, this is the basis for certain halachos. Why is it that you make the bracha on the hafrasha, not on the nesina? So one of the achronim suggests that giving it to the kohen is not even in the Torah. Look at the two psukim. I find this fascinating. Those are the first two psukim. The pigeon aben and the kosher animal that has to go lashem, which is the kohen. That's it. It just says, petach hamar, redeem of the seh. Who gets the seh? It doesn't say. So we know, Torah Shabbat Peh goes to the kohen. But it doesn't say Lashem by this one. It just says Tiftev Aseh. V'yim lo Siftev Arafto. That's tomorrow's mitzvah. Bezrat Hashem. But again, that is just a ha'ara that it doesn't say it anywhere. That's the basis for certain halachas. But that's our mesorah that we give it to the Kohen. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we have the brother mitzvah with this one. What if I don't want to redeem it? If I don't want to redeem the sheep, so we will learn that I must break the neck of this donkey. Okay, that'll be tomorrow's mitzvah, but we'll stop here.